Mahoney, I've got a question for you as we get things going today. When there is something going down in your neighborhood, do you feel this inclination? Because I don't know if it's all dudes or if it's just me, where like you'll go outside to explore and then you find yourself standing there with your like fists on your hip.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's going on out there?
That's not even a dad move. That's just the move.
That's just a move. Like, I don't know why
my
that's
my wife
like
does the same thing. I do the same thing. Anytime something's afoot.
Y'all are nosy neighbors.
Well, I mean,
no, if something is like,
something like getting
rowdy.
Like the cops are there.
Yeah. So that's
what happened.
The peak of nosy.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty nosy.
Hey, you got the cops going to show up to your house? Bet you believe I'm out there on my lawn looking.
So there were some people that that they were on like kind of the main road outside of our neighborhood because there's a little gate to get into the neighborhood. And I think that they were outside of that. But like, I my wife actually sent me a picture. She's like, hey, there's something going down.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, as soon as I get home, I will explore this. And I got home, and sure enough, walk over there, just taking a look around. I'm like,
you walked up to the scene of the crime?
Well, I mean, they were obviously going to
jail.
They were going to jail.
So nosy.
I wanted to know why they were going to jail.
You walked up to their jailing?
Well, what if they were out there robbing people or trying to kidnap
kids? The police were there.
What if they needed a citizen to help arrest?
Oh, okay.
Dave,
what if they needed your help?
Audrey, see, this is why Audrey hasn't been on the show that long, Dave. If she had been on the show longer, she would know the history of Dave and Mahoney, that Dave, in the city of Chicago, is a deputized citizen's arrester.
That's right.
You died up in there, and they deputed you?
You know what? The cops showed up to the scene, and they asked for my help. Did they not?
They did. Dave not only defused the situation, he ended up on World Star Hip Hop.
That's right. I was on World Star.
World Star.
That was, yeah.
Two drunk sisters fighting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two twin drunk sisters fighting in a...
So you've been chasing that high ever since.
You know what? Once you get a taste of the dragon...
So
that's what it is. You just are dying to be on World Star again.
That's right.
It's not even like help. I don't want to be help. I just want to be on World Star
World Star's still thing. I don't know.
So what did Sheriff Dave end up doing in the situation?
Nothing. I just looked.
Do you know why they got arrested?
Nah, unfortunately,
they'd
already
been. What they look like they did?
Well,
because as we know, we saw the guy in the wife beater with his truck, his F-250 in the trees.
That was pretty obvious what he had done.
He was a drunk. Yeah.
I think that they had drugs in the car. I think. I mean, like, they got pulled over for something. But what was interesting is that there was two cars. So they may have both been speeding and or racing. And there's a police substation like
right there
by my house. So like if you're racing down that road, you deserve to get busted because there's a police station right there. But they pulled over both cars, and then they took both drivers out of both cars and arrested both of them.
Maybe they were besties.
So no,
maybe
I think they were like drag racing or something.
If you and your friend are driving together, one gets pulled over, do you keep going or do you stop?
Oh, you
see him.
Yep.
Bye.
Good luck.
They are cold.
Hey, man, this is nature, baby.
That's the one time you're going to decide to not be nosy.
This is nature.
Yeah, I have nothing to say here. Nope, never seen that guy before.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So, Mahoney, I figured it out. I realized why I'm ugly.
It's just the way we were born. Nothing we can do about it.
No. You know how like
we're poor.
No. We always justify it somehow, right?
Uh huh.
It's not our fault that we're ugly.
Not that we're putting hours in the gym trying to get it to the peak level of fitness for
ourselves.
Ain't nobody
got time for that. No. The reason why I'm so ugly is because I don't get enough sleep. You on the other hand should be beautiful.
Well, I am. So there is that. Sleep is one of the most important things in our lives.
Researchers in Sweden found that a lack of sleep can alter a person's perception of others around them, and people who did not receive any sleep in the study were more likely to perceive others as non-trustworthy or less attractive than their peers.
This is ridiculous. So if you got no sleep at all, of course you looked haggard.
Yeah.
Duh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, they did it at different tiers, and it just, the less sleep that you get, obviously, the worst. I also think that other people look worse as well. And so it's just interesting that you perceive other people as being uglier.
If I'm
also
tired,
when you're tired,
nothing is funny and everyone's ugly.
Really?
Everything is horrible. The world is terrible and gray. Yeah, if I am tired, everything is horrible.
Is that where
and hungry.
I want to sleep with you comes from? Because the more you sleep, the better they look.
Oh, so it really has nothing to do with hooking up. It's like, I actually just want to sleep.
Yeah, baby, I swear I just took one too many Z-quils.
Z-quil?
That's the thing?
Yeah,
that's the thing, I guess. I couldn't think of this. Everybody just takes CBDs now.
How many hours are you sleeping a night now?
About 7-8, traditionally.
7 or 8, okay.
Weekends, this last weekend got an 11-hour in.
11 hours. Yeah.
11 hours?
To be fair, I did go very hard.
I'm rocking 4 right now.
Four?
Why are you go? What?
Four?
What are you doing?
Were you just stay up watching movies last night?
Staying up. Just all night.
Really?
Why?
Just staying up, man.
I blame this is your own doing. This is you. I don't feel it. I have zero sympathy coming your way right now.
Listen, do I look beautiful?
Gorgeous.
No. Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are spoiled rich kids still a thing in high school? I remember all the ones at my school all played lacrosse for some reason. They were all really douchey. So I haven't bothered to look, but I hope their parents cut off their trust fund by now.
Message deleted.
First off, lacrosse, cool-ass sport.
Yeah, but you can't be surprised that there are rich, spoiled kids if you go to a school that has a lacrosse program.
My school was too poor to even have a lacrosse club.
Of course.
Because I wanted to play lacrosse.
You did?
Yes. I've spent years playing hockey, and that's just like...
natural?
It's like on land. Yeah. Hockey on land.
Yeah. I could wear my Abercrombie polo and just like get all buff and maybe get
probably
a job.
Both of your Abercrombie polos at the same time with the collar popped. Yeah.
What in the 90s? That's like, okay, you guys were alive in the 90s, so that makes sense.
We were in high school.
We were alive in the
90s.
Yeah. I mean, that's not how the Lax Bros were whenever I was in high school. They were just like kind of the same kids who were also skateboarders or longboarders or whatever. Like they also played soccer.
I feel like your generation got to blend things more than Dave and I's because you were very for the most part in a certain group.
Yeah, you're the nerd category, the prep, the jock, or,
which was
very,
not great.
Very distinct.
Yeah, we were a little bit more blended,
but
I guess.
Rich kids still exist, and they're still douches.
There's nothing worse
in the world than a rich kid.
That I went to school with that was definitely a rich kid. And my last 2 years of high school, I went to a private school because it was associated with the university where my dad was a professor.
Uh-huh.
And there was a bunch of rich kids that went there because their parents essentially shipped them off to this private school. But I remember one of the kids had the Eddie Bauer Edition brand new Ford Explorer.
That thing was scary.
But then there was another kid who had one of those, it was one of the Ford pickups. It was like the F-150, but it was like the sport one, that had the little indent where it had the wheel well on the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they were super expensive at the time. But I remember being with this kid, and he was so irresponsible. And I mean, I didn't have any car at the time. I was just, the idea of having a car, piece of trash or not, would have been delightful to me. This guy was so irresponsible because he was a rich kid and didn't appreciate it with his truck that, those plastic things that are in the road that look like they're metal.
They're little cones, but they're not cones.
And
they're normally yellow.
Yeah, they're normally stuck to the ground,
He would dividers.
Drive through those in his truck and just because he thought it was funny. And then I remember riding with him one time and we're going 50, 55 miles an hour and he just throws it into reverse.
I mean, how does your transmission just not fall out?
I have no idea. It's made this really weird noise and started smoking.
You just decided to throw it into reverse while going 50.
I'm like, what are you doing, man?
So being a rich kid, and when I say rich kids are the worst people on the planet, it has nothing to do with money. It really doesn't. I mean, money is a part of it, but there are plenty of people who have money who don't act like they're spoiled rich kids. And that is like your brain isn't fully developed. You have zero empathy. You think the world is entitled and you deserve everything for being as awesome as you are. And your parents will literally bail you out for any problems.
Yeah,
you
can still be pretty broke and act like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like there was a divide of the rich kids whenever I was in high school. So obviously there were the rich kids, but those were actually the nicer, more prudish kids.
Yeah.
So they just kind of stuck to themselves and hung out with their own weird little group. And then the rich kids that I knew, they were drug dealers and they had the little they had the TVs in the back of their heads, the headstands or whatever, in their
little headrests
and they're Escalades.
Yeah.
That's what I remember the rich kid being, self-made high school drug dealer.
What?
You don't remember that? You didn't have kids like that?
Yeah,
you didn't even have the drug dealers. My school was poor. We could barely afford a nickel sack, man.
But that's where the drug dealers would thrive.
No, they wouldn't. You don't make money by selling one $5 bag of weed with a bunch of sticks and stems at a time. No,
we had at least three kids. three of them, and I just remember being like, whoa, that's the life, huh? I don't know what they're doing today.
I would be so curious.
They're club promoters.
Can you look up and see if you can find like what any of those three are up to today? I'm just so curious.
I can't even remember their last names, to be honest. I mean, it was like a school I went to for like a year and a half.
Fair enough. I'd just be so curious.
I mean, probably.
Club promoters.
No, politicians.
Pugs are the real life versions of Ewoks. Prove me wrong.
Message deleted.
No, they're not. Those pugs are not the real life versions of Ewoks.
See, Mahoney hates pugs. So
no,
it's a real life version of like inhalers.
There's a Ewok dog that is not, but it's not a pug. What are they called? They're called Shih Tzus. Shih Tzus are real life versions of Ewoks. Pugs look more like Jabba the Hutt than they do Ewoks.
They kind of do look like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, all them rolls.
All those bad breathing.
I do kind of like a Shar Pei, though.
Yeah.
Just foldy, wrinkly as hell.
You can't even see. You just got a big old lump of fat over your eyes.
That's right. I'm obsessed with Basset Hounds. I'm all on, I'm on Instagram, like 24 Basset Hounds now. Because all they do is they have red-ass eyes, just fat-ass neck rolls, little tiny legs, and they don't do anything. Cute as hell.
I mean, just like as far as like the embodiment of Mahoney in dog form, like the Basset Hound is just so like on brand, isn't it?
No, because they actually they're designed for hunting. They don't just
but modern day Basset Hounds that live in the suburbs.
Hunting, yeah,
they're not hunting. They're laying down.
Mahoney is a suburb Basset Hound.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, so I heard Audrey mention something about biting a girl on her dome. Well, when I was in preschool, a girl bit my eye.
Oh.
Yeah, my eye. I actually have a scar on my eyelid. Like, who does that? She's probably an only child.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I don't know why I bit that girl in the head, because if you missed the story, it was basically me and this one girl who were fighting over who was going to be princess. And, like, neither of us were going to be princess. It was two other girls on the playground, and we were just, like, really fighting for their honor. And she bit my arm, so I bit her head. And I think it was just because it was the only thing that I could grab at the time. It was, the only fight I've ever been in.
So, hang on. So, she bit your arm, you bit her head, and then how did it end?
Like going to the office and having to write.
But that was the end of it. There was no more additional biting after that.
Yeah, like we ended up being like best friends, besties for the resties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Do you ever bring up like, hey, remember the time that I bit your medulla oblongata?
No,
gave her what was that when they take out
lobotomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That got dark. No, I don't.
How did her brain taste?
Are you a zombie? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yes.
Salty.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney, you've always fancied yourself as a bit of a gambler, a gambling man, a rambling man.
I've made some real poor choices and gotten real lucky a couple times, and I've made some real poor choices and got real unlucky sometimes.
Do you ever play the Scratchers?
I used to when I lived in Missouri.
Yeah.
But I haven't played Scratchers in many, many, many years just because the thrill. Well, okay. Every time I go on a road trip, I buy a $20 one. And my wife is like, this is the idiot tax that you're paying right now, you stupid piece of garbage.
It's still fun. It's a good time.
I know. But here's the thing. I don't even scratch the whole thing. I feel like you get the little shards everywhere. So depending on what state you're in, like if you use the California State Lottery, you just scratch this little thing on the back and use their app, and it'll tell you if you've won or not.
The whole fun of the scratcher is to scratch it off.
No, the fun of the scratcher is winning money. And I never win money.
Mahoney's scared he's going to get those like shards in his eyeballs, remember? He doesn't really like scratching.
I don't like those things.
You worried about the eyeball?
It's metal, man.
I don't think it's metal.
It's metal.
It's going to coat it in metal.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea this was a thing. A Bonita Springs man won $25 million from a scratcher.
I've never heard of a scratcher. What is this, like a $50,000 for a month for the rest of your life or something like that?
No, he got so instead of the $25 million, he took a one-time sum payment of $20,560,000.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, I had no idea.
How much was the scratcher?
It didn't say how much the scratcher was, but I assume it's got to be at least 25 bucks, right? So he went into a Circle K and buys a single scratcher, scratches it off, wins over $20 million in cash.
I didn't realize.
This guy.
Lump sum.
You know what I usually say, like, meh, to the people who win on jackpots, Wheel of Fortune, whatever. Good for this guy, seriously. Can you imagine just scratching away, looking at your prize, thinking, oh, it's just going to be 200.
Well, holding on,
like maybe $250,000.
Oh, which is life changing. Yeah. Then you add another
zero,
two more zeros to that.
Yep.
By the way, Powerball at $258 million, Mega Millions at $247 million. Not quite to our level of play yet.
It's got
to
be $350 minimum.
$350 yeah, how are we going to live on $240 million?
Waste of time. Yeah, waste of time.
Yeah, we would just be paupers.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Cover your ears.
Cover Your Ears, in concept, is a very simple game, right? Because all you do is you just name the song, and you've heard these songs many times before over the years. The challenge, of course, is that I have dug through the depths of YouTube to find some covers that I thought were really interesting. Some of these, I mean, are fairly well known, uh-huh. I think, to a degree. I mean, these are all big songs, right? But you might have actually heard a couple of them before, and then others just have been seen and heard by absolutely no one. Audrey, you get the option. You want to go first or second on the first one?
Number one for the number one, please.
Number one for number one. All right, you got 30 seconds to go ahead and let this 30 seconds play out, and then you can make your guess, but you're looking for the artist and the song for a full point. Here we go.
Skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. I wish I was special.
That is 30 seconds.
Creep, Radiohead.
Very nice.
That's a gimme.
Audrey with the full point.
That was very good.
Who's singing that?
That was actually from America's Got Talent.
I was just going to say that felt very like dramatic. The voice, waiting for the chair to turn around.
Uh-huh.
That's a different show. That's The Voice. But
no, that's what I said. It just felt like an award, like a type of dramatic.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it was. So Mahoney, here we go on number two. 30 seconds for you. That's 30 seconds.
I don't want to, you know, tell their recording engineer how to do his job, but you may have placed the mic in the wrong place in that room, my friend. But even with that poor mic placement, it is undeniable that that is Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Very nice. That was from the lesser-known Bad Rabbit, and that one had 143 views.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they weren't bad.
Yeah, I mean, not
they weren't good,
but, you know, not terrible.
Just you need, guys, with all the recording equipment that we have right now, your phone could do better.
Okay, Audrey, here we go on to number three. Good luck.
That is so me. That
is so going on there. Yeah, the guitarist not able to do the solo, so the singer just decided to do it with his mouth.
That's me. I do every part, like, in the car. I'm the drum solo. I am the guitar solo. That's, by the way, Chili Peppers.
Nice. Okay, full point. Very good.
That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, excuse me. Mr. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Please.
So, Mahoney, you got to get a full point on this one in order to get to the bonus round, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Rising up, back on the street.
Is so bad. I know the name of the song, not the band.
Is that Bagan?
No.
Audrey for the win.
That's Eye of the Tiger.
That's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Oh,
yes.
Come on. Dude, that is the worst rendition.
What are you talking about? That is beautiful.
Don't
Don't lose grip on the dreams of the past. You must
Where's
fight
the bass?
Just to keep them alive.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Handmaid's Tale is back, and I know that I'm the only one in this room that cares about that even in the slightest.
I really liked that show. It just got too dark.
It did.
It got way too dark, way too realistic to me.
Very dark show.
That was before recent events, and here we are now.
So season 5 is coming up, and I don't really know where exactly they're going to take the story from here because it seemed fairly conclusive at the end of season 4 with at least a milestone, no spoilers, but I think there's still some story left. It just felt like even in season 4 they were stretching a little bit.
Because they're way beyond the source material now.
Yeah.
And once you do that, that's when things start to get a little wonky, kind of what we saw with Game of Thrones. Even though they had a loose outline of what was going to happen, all they did was follow that loose-ass outline.
I will say that if you're a fan of Elizabeth Kate Moss, she has another show on Apple TV Plus called Shining Girls, where if you like Handmaid's Tale, you'll probably like Shining Girls.
Did you just blend Kate Moss?
I did. I accidentally meant. Blended Kate Moss and Elizabeth Moss and made her Elizabeth Kate Moss.
I mean, that would be a very interesting looking love child.
Yeah, beautiful and very good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Prince Harry is having rich people problems. I feel so bad for him. He was playing polo and he fell off his horse.
Oh, what are you ever gonna do? Maybe podcast about it. That $25 million deal that Spotify gave him that they regret every day now.
Don't fall too hard. That hairline might go back. He is the only person in that family who still has hair.
Man, William was bald at like what, 23?
At 12.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how stupid the idea of royalty is in the world in 2022? Like how, like, oh, you, all that means is that your ancestors were better at killing people and manipulating people than others. You are not special. The royalty means nothing.
I feel like the royals actually serve no purpose other than like just being royalty at this point. Like they just are. They're just.
You're not taking care of your flock.
They're pop culture figures, is what they are. People that are into the royals are into the
creeps.
Royals.
You're creeps.
I love
creeps?
Watching The Crown.
See?
I love like Princess
but she's
Diana.
Not, she's not over here like
total creep.
I stopped at 90s royalty. Yeah. When Princess Diana died. The royals died.
That
to
was
me.
It. Yeah.
That was it. I mean, she really was the
killer. Queen Elizabeth killed her for sure, right?
I mean, that's the rumors, right? I mean, but they were already divorced, so like that doesn't really make too
still
much
bringing,
sense.
Still bringing shame to because
shame to the crown.
Yeah, because she was the popular one. Everyone liked her.
The only queen that I give a damn about is Freddie Mercury. Like, dude, that is for real. That because guess what? That's God given talent.
Do you think that Freddie in 2022, if he existed, he would have gotten braces? Like, I always wonder about that. You think he would have just let that mouth just be mouth?
I think he knew who he was and didn't give one damn, one bit a damn of what pop culture would think.
Yeah, now,
I will say though, like in the Queen movie that Rami played Freddie Mercury,
Rami Malek,
like the teeth were distracting, man. I couldn't get past him.
I didn't even see it because I think that it was just
all you see is teeth.
Well, he like Rami freaks me out.
Rami is a lizard person.
He's a great actor, man.
He's
a great actor, but he's a lizard person.
He looks at you through the screen, and you're kind of like, can you stop doing that?
Yeah, he looks like he's like better looking Pete Davidson though, for real.
Oh no, Pete's actually, and I'm not like a big Pete fan.
Oh,
no,
boy,
I'm not a big Pete fan.
Oh,
you know this about me. I'm not.
Brainwashed. It's over. Three buttholes. That's awesome.
I want to stare into all of them.
Oh, God.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to know which sports have the best fans.
Message deleted.
Which sport had the best fans? I mean, you got to think soccer is
soccer
up there,
right? Is just like lifeblood.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think they're also the worst because they'll murder you if they feel like you've done something wrong.
True. That's true.
I feel like golf has the best fans because
No, golf has the worst.
They're the most well-behaved.
No, there's always that one ding-a-ling.
And they boot
the hole!
But they boot him out.
Shut up.
He's not a golf fan.
Shut up.
He's a Howard Stern fan. always Baba Booey.
Baba Booey, still kind of funny.
Still always hits.
Get in the hole, terrible. Don't do that.
Get in the hole now.
Shut up. But no, I mean, soccer fans, like, I like that. I mean, maybe it's because I'm Scottish by nature, right? But, like, the fact that, like, if you're in Ireland or Scotland and you go to a soccer match, you just go ready to fight.
Okay, speaking
of... And as an SEC college football fan, you know what it's like to have to go to a game prepared to brawl.
Go Cats! Yeah, especially when we're losing, man. So I will say this, though. You mentioned fighting. What about, like, UFC or WWE or, like, just, like, wrestling fans? I feel like they are so diehard.
They're the most toxic.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean WWE. I love WWE, but the thing that kills it about it is the gatekeeping toxicity that exists amongst some of the hardest core fans.
Really?
And dumb racists in who, you know, which is a minority of that. But, like, there is that exists. And I just, man, that's what bums me out.
Same for fight fans, like UFC and boxing, you think?
No, I think boxing's a little bit different. But
UFC fans are passionate, but it's hard to, like, pin down who a UFC fan is, right?
I think
they're kind of all over the place.
All over.
I think the best fans are baseball fans.
Ooh, because they're in for the love of the game.
You never see fights at baseball games.
Occasionally.
Very rarely. With the number of games that there are.
Yeah, there was that guy, that dummy in New York, who just knocked that dude out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Which wasn't a fight. That was just an assault, and I hope that guy gets a bat somewhere where the sun doesn't shine.
But no, just everyone's just so chill. It's just a fun experience.
It's
the
best.
Know?
Baseball is, without a doubt, the best drinking sport, period.
You know why? Because you can sit down. It's the one
Nobody's
sport.
Nobody's standing up.
No one. There's no expectation that anyone's going to stand. No,
no,
you're
people are standing
games.
Up at football games.
Yeah, the whole time.
Because we were in expensive seats.
Oh.
That's why.
But every seat is expensive, I guess, in there.
Yeah, if you go to a brand new stadium, then every seat is expensive, yes. But I will say.
We were sitting
because we were, you know, our company gave us the seats. So that is why we're sitting. But baseball, generally, everybody's sitting. Being cool, and you got a long period of time to drink. The biggest
you can get up, get a beer, and not miss anything.
But the worst part is when they stop serving and it goes into extra innings. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, sorry.
Like that's
sure this game's important.
I'm not even making it to the top of the whatevers. Like the bottom of the whatevers. Like ninth, tenth. How many tippy tops do they got? I didn't grow up.
Tippy tops. What? All right, we're moving on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So referencing the ambulance getaway cars, talking about the best cars that would emergency vehicle that would be for getting away, ambulances are good because people get out of your way. But I think that if you got your hands on a fire supervisor truck, not only will people get out of your way, but you also have an agile truck to get around in.
Message deleted.
I like that we brought up a story about some kids stealing an ambulance, and then we started talking about which emergency vehicle that it would be best to get away in. And she thought this through and came up with an excellent point. Have one of those fire chief trucks.
I don't know if I've ever seen a fire chief truck.
It's just like a pickup truck, but it's painted like a fire truck, and it's got the sirens and the lights and the whole bit.
I want like an emergency response dune buggy. I feel like you don't see enough dune buggies anymore.
Man, you know what would be cool? One of them SWAT trucks.
Like a Hummer?
I bet the...
They're basically like an armored truck, but it's blacked out.
I want a Hummer.
But I think your gas mileage on that, probably real, real garbage.
Especially right now.
You're worried about the gas prices?
Yeah, right now?
You're running from the law.
I'm too broke to proceed in a high-speed chase.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you think alcohol has helped create or end more lives?
Message deleted.
Ooh.
Create. For sure, create.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ended a lot, but it's definitely created more.
I mean, during my
20s. Does everybody finish?
Oh.
I mean, for real.
There's a fine line with how much alcohol you can have.
When we were younger.
So a lot of teenage pregnancies.
A lot of
I mean, how many bad decisions have we all made in that realm
while
we were drunk?
Well, mine revolve around Taco Bell, not like having my gordita crunched.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, I don't know why you were talking about sleepovers, but, man, it is so nostalgic when you think about sleepovers as a kid, because my daughter, who's 6 years old, is talking about sleepovers now, and, like, the idea of, you know, like going over to a friend's house and doing a sleepover, I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, my parents were just like, anytime, like, I was like, hey, can I do a sleepover?
They're
like, go, 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 go. Now I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, I'm nervous.
Are you a helicopter parent?
I might be a helicopter parent.
Are they called helicopter parents anymore? Are we allowed to call them that? I don't know.
Are we going to get canceled for calling people helicopter parents? No, I identify as a helicopter parent, so I'm allowed to call myself a helicopter.
You should be a jet ski dad. That's what our parents were. They gave no damns. They're like, get the hell out of here, kids.
Go ahead.
But you're right. I was wondering, because I can't imagine when you were young, because you had so many kids in your house.
Six kids.
That there were a lot of, like, other kids invited in to sleep over.
Very, very. In fact.
Maybe birthday?
I'm trying to think if we ever had a sleepover at my house, and I don't even recall one off the top of my head. I may be forgetting it, but you're right. I mean, with six kids, you're not inviting kids over. It would be like I would go over to my friend's house who didn't have any siblings or who had maybe one sibling and do the sleepover over there. Yeah.
Are you going to host? I mean, because I know you have some, obviously, as you just said, some trepidation about sending your daughter to another sleepover.
I mean, she's six, so that makes sense.
I started going to sleepovers like.
But at what point
first grade?
Would I be comfortable with it? Because I was thinking about it.
Kindergarten in first grade, you're having slumber parties?
First grade, yeah.
That's really young.
If I waited 5 years until she's 11 years old, like if the friend
that's
that
when
she
you're
has,
going to get beer and stuff.
If her friend has like older brothers, no way. No chance.
Yeah.
No way.
What? Really? Do you just expect like all of her friends just to not have any siblings?
They can come over to our house and we can supervise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, I had one of my best friends growing up had older brothers, and it's not like we ever thought anything about it. Like, we just stayed up, played Mario Kart or like GoldenEye.
So you're telling us, yeah,
dude, our sleepovers were way more.
I mean, seriously, it was never anything like that. I mean, I'm not saying that was like 100% of the time the case for every person USA.
We would get into our dad, our friends.
Weren't you talking about how you'd sneak out when you were 12?
No, 12.
I thought you said you were sneaking out when you were 12.
No.
Okay.
It was 13, Dave. Get it right.
No. I mean, I was in high school. Did you not?
Sneak
in high
out?
School?
Never. I was an angel.
What are you trying? Also, your kid is six. There's a huge difference between 6 and 15.
I just think about how fun sleepovers were, though. And they like the trouble that you get into. I mean, it was never like real trouble. Like prank calling.
We would call
Stand up late.
My friend's mom. So I would go. We would have occasional sleepovers at my house, but not like a whole lot of kids. So it'd usually be like either like my best friend or like maybe two other kids tops that would come over to my house because I had the bunk beds in my room. So
which is weird considering you're an only child, but whatever.
No,
worked out great,
dude. In the 80s, everybody had bunk beds, Dave. Even if you were an only child,
yeah,
you did too.
Yeah, and
so you can have friends sleep over.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah.
See, I also had a bunk bed, but it was just because I had a bunch of siblings.
Yeah,
because
you had an army platoon in your house.
I lived in the barracks.
But I would have my friends come over, and we would build the I don't know if you guys ever did this, but you would get a sheet and a fan, and then you would put the sheet at the end of the fan and build like an air pressure tent.
An inflatable fort.
Dude, it was if you weren't building forts as a child at a sleepover, I don't think you lived.
The ingenuity, too. You're like, you give me a quilt, a folding chair, and a couch, and I will create a mansion.
I'm just shocked that Audrey thinks that you are being somewhat overprotective.
I mean, she's six. I absolutely get it, age six. Like, I mean, without a doubt.
No, not
I'm
even that, but
even
at like 10 or 11.
You're
right, Dave. You've got
if she's 11 years old and like her friend has like 14-year-old brothers.
Dude. Okay, so for your son, you're going to think the same thing about 14-year-old sisters?
11-year-old, 12-year-old, like when
so no one's allowed to have any other siblings other than like the opposite sex.
I'm just being honest with you about the things that I would be paranoid about.
For sure.
Because I don't trust.
Depends on the parents.
It depends on the parents.
That is huge. And if you don't trust the parents, then don't send your kid there. I think that matters more.
We would sneak out. We would try to go get beer. We would definitely go down to 7-Eleven, get some nachos.
You get some of them wood tip black and mild.
At age six?
No, but at age 12.
12 years old?
We would get into our friend's dad's porn stash, always try to
watch
scrambled porn.
That's true.
Y'all crazy.
See, I don't know if that's still a thing.
I don't think that's a thing.
Scrambled
still.
TV porn? No, they're just going on to YouTube, Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just looking on your phone, and you're thinking it's yours, but it's.
You think there's any older dudes out there who are maybe our age, a little bit older, still like, because there are scrambled porn websites. kind of like going for
just for nostalgia?
For like a nostalgia.
Oh, there's an aerial.
Oh, God, I saw a boobie.
Why did you do that? Why?
Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
The level of being entitled to the point where you feel like you're going to get on the internet, leave a review on a website like Google or Yelp, and it's going to destroy the business really is the next level of arrogance.
Dave, we are currently living in the greatest time for the Karen. We are in the Karenaissance because no complaint too small that should go unheard by any manager anywhere in the world.
We have two reviews today. One is from a dude named Darren. One is from a woman named Karen. And the first one is from Bagels and Noodles, which is an interesting combination Gainesville, Florida. But it's got good reviews, 4 out of 5 stars.
Uh-huh.
Thoy T said, first restaurant I visited when I moved to Gainesville. I love the food.
Okay.
Marty said 5 out of 5. Noodles are tasty.
Marty.
Noodles are tasty. Marty. That's the whole review. I agree.
I've never met a Marty who's not fun.
Yeah, almost all Martys are good
Every
time.
Marty. Yeah. Every Marty. Good time.
Darren
Party
J,
Marty.
Maybe not. Oh, Party Marty.
Because it rhymes.
It does. It works. Yeah.
Yep.
Darren J, not so impressed, said, 1 out of 5 stars. This place is sketch, bro. I'm pretty sure I found a human tooth in my meal. It may have been a bone or a piece of cartilage, but I don't know about you. I'm not a fan of exoskeletons in my meal. It also smelled weird. I had been working outside all day, and I went in here to cool down, and I swear the whole place smelled like BO. And I know what you're thinking. No, it wasn't me. Before I even got out of my car, I sprayed myself with a generous amount of Dark Temptation Axe body spray, so I smelled awesome. 0 out of 5 stars. Ugh.
No, not the Dark Temptation Axe body spray.
I want to know what that smells like,
it
for real.
It smells like douche. It smells like straight. I bet it smells like, you know, like all of those, like, ambery, but, like, potent smells.
I would Pepe Le Pew float to a dude who's wearing dark, or what was
dark
it?
Temptation dark Temptation Axe body spray.
Just not even, like, light temptation, medium-style temptation, dark just temptation. Dark temptation.
I like that he didn't just say Axe body spray, or just body spray,
hey,
or deodorant.
He's got a scent, man.
He's got a smell.
Dark Temptation. What do we think Dark Temptation is? What would be the qualifications for Dark Temptation?
A sweaty dude named Darren sitting in the corner chewing on a human tooth.
Dark Temptation is a roadside fleshlight.
Oh, no.
That is a Dark Temptation.
Okay, let's move on to the...
Tomorrow's show's title, Roadside Fleshlight.
Blackbird Woodfire out of North Dakota. It's a pizza place. It's got 4.5 out of 5 stars. Kalista D said 5 out of 5, recently moved back to Fargo from Seattle, and I'm so glad I did. This place is amazing. So glad that I found it.
Nice.
Judy M said 5 out of 5, best pizza ever. The cheesy bread, olives, and pizza are to die for.
Olives.
Man, some cheesy
Let's
bread.
Olives and pizza monsters.
Ooh-wee. Karen R, not impressed, said 1 out of 5 stars. Have you ever been so mad you can't talk? Because that's how I felt at this restaurant. And that's why I had to come on here and leave this review. I am so upset that I am literally shaking as I type this review. What kind of joke of an establishment can't follow simple instructions? I wanted good pizza, which they had, and I wanted a crisp Diet Coke with my meal with no ice. Well, guess what? They put ice in my drink, and I have very sensitive teeth. 0 stars if I could. That moron tray working up front deserves to be fired for this awful oversight.
I mean, she ain't wrong, man. If I ask for no ice, that thing better become with no ice. I don't want to water down
for
this
real.
Pure, delicious...
It wasn't about watering it down. It was she has sensitive
But
teeth.
That also.
But also the water down drink. That's the worst.
Yeah, why are you trying to...
Y'all are siding with Karen?
Why? I side with Karen.
It comes out the fountain. It comes out the fountain
cold. Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I was listening to you guys talk about being indecisive
on certain things like what to watch or what to eat. And I completely agree with Audrey. As a Libra myself, whenever somebody says, hey, what do you feel like for dinner? I'm like, ah, whatever you're up to is good with me. And they can end up picking something that I absolutely do not want. And I'll still just say, yeah, go ahead and get that. And then I'll just make myself a bowl of cereal or something. Love the show, guys. Listen to you every day.
Message deleted.
First off, appreciate that. Is that a Libra thing?
I don't know anything about the signs other than Leos are self-absorbed douchebags because I am one.
It's more like a, I am just very much go, whenever it comes to like food or being social or doing whatever, like I'm very much go with the flow. Whatever you want to do, I'm okay with it. Like I want you to be happy. I can be happy if you're happy sort of thing.
Sound like a dream come true.
But I mean, as far as food goes, there really is just whatever. I'm not picky. As long as it doesn't have black olives on it. Or sorry.
But see, are you really not picky, or do you do what my wife does,
really
where she
picky.
Goes, I'm cool with whatever, and I go, okay, cool, let's get sushi. She's like, oh, well, except for that, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
pizza.
She's like, well, I don't really feel. Her figure out her cravings.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
That means you're not really cool with everything.
You're not cool with everything.
Say what you don't want.
Yeah, just tell me what you want.
Yeah,
I will be cool with anything.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just tell me what you want.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I get like that, I feel like. But for the most part, I truly am not picky. Like, and also, whatever is delighting to the table, sure. Like, especially if you're in, like, a big group setting and you're ordering all kinds of stuff.
Man,
don't ask me what I want if there's a table of 12.
If you got a big group and it's, like, the sharing, and you got a couple people with you that know how to order, like, there's nothing better.
But
nothing
it better. Does get dicey, Dave.
What do you mean?
When you have a big group.
Uh-huh.
And some people go crazy on ordering the seafood towers.
Like you.
Not saying Dave does it, because I love a seafood tower, but...
I'll straight up order a seafood tower.
But the seafood towers, when
seafood
they say
tower.
Market price...
What's up with dudes and seafood towers?
They come... Sometimes they come in
it's
real
crazy.
It's
a tower crazy. Of seafood. What do you mean? There's...
crab legs, oysters,
if you will make
shrimp.
A tower of anything, I'm going to order it. Like, if you had a tower of steak,
I'm in. Nacho tower,
nacho
I'd
tower,
in. Nacho
yeah.
tower, I'd be in.
Is it just because it's got the tower?
Yeah, it's a tower. Yeah.
Do you guys like presentation? Or are you guys like big on table side?
Yeah, no, I like it all laid out like that. Like, look at that little crab
but
leg over there. Just
next to shrimp.
Get it.
But they can cost a lot, though, when you're divvying up.
Man, that one place that I went to not too long ago with a couple of friends, they're like, oh, yeah, the seafood tower, and it's market price, and they told us, but then they didn't tell us that it was that
per
price
person?
Per person.
Oh, no.
It was like $70 per person. I'm like, but you guys
That's
don't, like,
right.
refill it. It's like, what do you mean?
And your wife went with you, and she only had, like, two shrimp, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she paid $70.
She said the little cocktail sauce was a little too spicy for her, had too much of the horseradish, which there is no such thing.
There isn't.
Burn my nose
off.
Wow,
you just made me drool thinking about, like, the horseradish inside of, honestly, anything.
Where you kind
of
have to go...
Oh my god! It just clears up your sinuses. I'm having to like swallow my spit because that sounds so good right now.
When I was working at Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon, one of the finest steakhouse chains in America,
it wasn't.
Dude, we didn't have horseradish, or
you
not horseradish. We didn't have cocktail sauce. We had horseradish, but there was no cocktail sauce that was prepared.
So you had to dip ketchup.
Oh. Yeah, like
all of us knew that some trash bucket human was just okay. I'll take ketchup.
Well, I mean, it's when I was at Outback Steakhouse, we didn't have ginger ale, so it was just Sprite with a splash of Coke. Boom.
You're kidding
me.
No,
ginger ale.
No.
Yep. Never knew.
Okay, look, I just wanted to come on here and say, whoever created the tradition of not seeing the bride in the wedding dress beforehand saved countless husbands everywhere from hours and hours of dress shopping and will forever be a hero to all men. I had to say it.
Message deleted.
I mean... My ex-husband didn't see me in my dress, and I still like there's no.
I saw my wife's.
There's no like luck about it. It's like it's an unlucky thing.
No, it's a tradition. Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah, no, I can't see you in that dress.
Tradition. Like the was there anything that you guys seriously like you did? Did you like something borrowed, something blue, something?
I didn't
new?
See my wife in her wedding dress before.
But okay, so
you didn't see the dress she picked out before.
No.
Really?
That's a surprise.
Like that's how she wanted it. I didn't care.
That's cute.
Yeah. My wife's like, hey, I'm ordering this dress. I'm like, cool.
So, but did you guys do? But you guys did an elopement.
Can I ask you, went to the courthouse.
Can I ask you guys a personal question? Did you actually do it on your wedding
night?
No.
No, we were tired.
I had the flu.
Did you really?
Yeah. I ate McDonald's.
Man, my wife made me. I was like, man, I'm drunk. She's like, we have to.
I had a girl.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, I don't imagine this has happened to you because you are an only child. Audrey, has this ever happened to you where you've had a family member ask to borrow money from you?
Yes, and I told them no.
And why did you tell them no?
Because I knew I was never going to get it back.
You know, and see, that's the thing. So, like, I had a family member not too long ago, it was about a month and a half ago, asked me to borrow a pretty significant chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family member. It's not like an immediate family member, right?
Yeah.
It's an extended family member. And I like them a lot, and I trust them a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, I understood kind of the situation at the time. But it's just so tricky if things do go south, right? Because if you don't get that money back,
you're going to be pissed off for forever.
You're going to be mad forever, right? And so, but at the same time, like, man, they need the money. Like, do you?
There's just never a gratitude that comes with them paying you back as it is whenever they're receiving the money. Does that make sense? There's always I got to pay this person back. It's never like, I have to pay this person back because they actually lent me this money whenever, you know, like, it's never met with the same type of gratitude whenever they're.
And the same sense of urgency, like if they had just taken a loan from a bank,
yeah,
right? If it was a situation where they needed the money specifically for, like, I don't know, a down payment on a house or something like that, mm-hmm. where there's like a tangible asset and they're close, but they just need a little help to get over the finish line.
That's one thing.
Different, right? But if it's like, hey, I just sort of need this money
to continue my lifestyle,
speaking, you're like, what's going on here? Like,
that's a big difference. Like,
going off the rails that I don't know.
Are you losing your residence? Are you going to lose your car that you've invested all this in? I'm with you. I loaned. I would say about it was $1,500 to somebody about 7 years ago,
uh-huh.
and have never seen it ever again.
You're kidding.
And
$1,500
and kind of just killed that relationship.
Do guys just loan money to other guys often? Is that a thing?
So if Dave needed to borrow money from me, that would be a day. things have really gone. Like, I would, like, if Dave said, hey, can you give me whatever? Like, can you loan me some money for whatever? Or can I borrow this for any amount of time?
Let me get 100 G's.
100 grand?
You think I'm liquid 100? Who's got 100 grand liquid? No, but if Dave needed to borrow money, or you or somebody who I work with, that's one thing. Like, who I'm close with, I would have no problem with that. Mostly because Dave and I's careers are intertwined. I would have no issue even second guessing that.
I could legitimately not even fathom. Love you guys as friends. Love you both. I could never look at you in your eyeballs and be like, may I please have your money? I would rather.
You're not saying have. Can I borrow?
Borrow
There's a difference.
Your money. Like, I think that I would pass out on the floor.
Mackenzie in San Diego said, family asked to co-sign on their loan. I said no, and then they stole my identity.
Jesus.
Oh. Is there something different about a co-sign?
Yeah, because
a co-sign, like, is fine if you're, you know, establishing your credit and you're young or whatever. Like, I understand that.
Yeah.
But if I've got, like, a grown-ass man, like, hey, can you co-sign 40? On this for me? I'm like, no, there's a reason why.
Your credit is bad.
And you're going to default on it, then it's going to be my problem, and I'm going to hate you forever. Spen has a really good point, though. Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, loaning money to someone that you don't like is a very good way to get rid of them, though.
Yes.
Well, because that's just the fee that it takes to get them out of your life.
Yeah.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
Q-R-S-Z-3-4.
Last week, you guys did very poorly at the fourth grade words, so we have eliminated those, and we are going just to fifth and sixth grade words today in the Super Stupid Spelling Bee.
Dave, I grew up with spell check my entire life, literally first grade on.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking going back to the 80s, man.
Okay, so that's your excuse for not knowing how to spell things?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's always been done for me.
No
same,
problem.
Same way I don't know how to do taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been done for me.
Okay. So, Audrey, you versus Mahoney today. I have faith in you. I think that you're going to win this one today. It was pretty close last week. We actually got all the way to the elimination round, which is where you ring in. But we have four rounds, and it is double elimination should it be necessary today. Are you ready for your first word?
I am ready.
Okay. Your first word, a fifth grade word in the Super Stupid Spelling Bee, is bruise.
B-R-U-I-S-E.
Bruise. B-R-U-I-S-E is correct. Well done.
Also would have accepted B-R-E-W-S.
We would not.
That's bruise.
Okay.
Is it not?
Okay, Mahoney, your first word, simple enough. There is no double meaning to this one as far as I know. Division.
Oh, Jesus. Division. I own that game for PlayStation. Not very good at it. Division. Div. D-I-V. Div. Is. I-S-I-O-N.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
I didn't know if you were going to put an E in there somewhere.
Division. Well done. Both of you make it through round one unscathed. Here we go on to round number two. Audrey, your next word is indicate.
Indicate. I-N-D-I. C-A-T-E.
Indicate. I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E is correct.
Mahoney, nice.
Your next word in round number two. You guys are doing great. See, nothing to fear here. Necessary.
Oh, come no. Get the... Indicate versus necessary?
Uh-huh.
That's not even close.
They're both
you are rigging this again. This is collusion?
It's not collusion.
1,000%.
It's a simple...
I can't spell necessary.
Try.
I can't.
What do you mean?
I get it wrong every time.
You are like my old dog Bailey when I would take her for a walk and she would just lay down.
I'm just gonna withdraw.
You can't withdraw. That's not how this works.
Just try, Mahoney.
This is straight up collusion. This is straight up collusion to make me lose.
No, there's double elimination. So even if you get this wrong, you're still alive. Necessary. Try it.
N-E-S-S-N-E-S-S-E-C-A-R-R-Y.
No.
I don't know. I can't spell necessary. It's not necessary to know how to spell necessary.
It's N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Whatever.
So
man.
You mixed it up and then put an extra R in there, and it's fine. It's
I
fine.
I would have been
it's
right fine. There with you, Mahoney.
Okay.
Collusion.
Okay. Audrey, your next word is persuade.
P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E.
No. It's P-E-R. S-U-A-D. No, you said P-E-S-U-A-D.
No, I said P-E-R-S-A-U-D-E.
I don't know. I was looking at this White Castle menu.
Why would I say persuade?
That's you did. You said P-E-S.
P-E-R-S-A-U-D-E.
How do you spell it?
P-E-R-S-A-U-D-E.
No, that's wrong as well. Oh, it's S-U-A-D-E.
Suede, yeah. U-A-D-E. I didn't even know. I said it like 1,000 different ways just now. Chat, tell me. Twitch.tv.
They said you spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I just did it too fast. I know that there's an R in there.
It's okay. It's all right. So, Mahoney, you can even things back up here if you can spell imagination.
I am A G imagine. Hold on. Imagination. Imagine.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I-M-A-G. M-Madge.
Oh, my God.
I-N-A-T-I-O-N?
Yes. Wow. Wow. Huh.
Imagination.
Yeah, yeah.
Without the E.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Got it.
Okay. You guys, we're into our fourth and final round, unless we need to go to the bonus, okay?
Okay.
Audrey, your next word? Tomatoes.
That ain't right.
Mahoney, you think what I'm thinking? Is it where's the E?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I hate tomatoes and I hate spelling tomatoes.
Is it toes or is it toes? You know what I mean? Like is it T O E S or is it T O S? Crap. Okay. Tomate. T O M A T. T O M A T. Tomate. O-E-S?
Yes. Yes. And Mahoney, your final word is millionaire.
M-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E.
Yes, you guys.
Because I will be a millionaire.
When?
In debt.
$1 million in debt?
I'll be a million in debt someday.
You guys, Very, 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 very average. But we got to the bonus round.
All right.
Ring in if you think you can spell this correctly. If you ring in and you get it wrong, the other person wins. The bonus word is remarkable.
Audrey.
Audrey for the win. Or the loss.
Remarkable. Remarkable.
For the win, she got it. You're the best
around. Nothing's gonna ever keep a proper you down. Word You're the best for a proper win.
Well done, Audrey. Remarkable.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So a little behind the scenes here at the Dave Mahoney Show. Whenever we're getting ready for the next day's show, we'll send along the things that we generally find interesting, whether that's a news story or something that happens in our lives. And a lot of times it's things that are going on that are generally like something we're trying to figure out or a problem or something that we think that maybe we could get the audience to help us with because we're generally confused as to what to do.
I just saw what.
And Mahoney submitted this.
What? I don't even remember.
He had a question that he genuinely wanted the help of both Audrey, myself, and the entire listening audience from. What's and that? This is the question. How do you not eat when you are bored? Question mark.
That is a real question. How do you guys not eat when you're bored?
Drink all water.
I drink a ton of Topo Chico. I drink literally a dozen bottles of Topo Chico a day. I was sitting around yesterday. I'd finished up with the stuff that I needed to get done for the show. And, you know, I made some videos, I found some stories, some topics I wanted to talk about, but my wife wasn't going to be home for, like, hours, and I really had no other plans for the rest of the day, but all I had to do is, like, I'm just like, I'm bored, I had no TV shows to watch, and I just want to eat. How do you guys not eat when you're bored? Because that is my default thing, my default state when I am bored and have nothing to do is to just go try to like, go to the kitchen, go to the refrigerator, go to the cabinets, and look for something to snack on or eat.
I mean, I guess that's better than like drinking when you're bored.
True. I don't really drink at home, I find myself. Like, I'm an environmental drinker.
Same. I'm with you.
If I'm drinking, it's like be social.
I'm with somebody.
Yeah.
The only time I ever drank.
And then nothing. We were a lot of times linked up with people
we're on Zoom
or whatever,
and whatever else. I mean, that was the only time, but I guess that's the one thing. It's better than drinking.
Edge has a good point in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. He said, married with kids, what's bored? That's true. Like, I don't ever find myself really that bored normally because there's always somebody else that needs something.
You always have irons in the fire, too. You've got, you know, 1,000 things that you love. You purposely keep yourself busy at all times.
Yeah, I don't like
that's been the same way since I've known you for 20 years almost.
Yeah, placid environments.
But I like downtime, but downtime is my biggest enemy because I'm trying to lose weight. My wife is, you know, not thrilled with some of my food choices that I've been making. I've put on, you know, maybe 20, 25 pounds since I got down.
Well, it's not your food choices. It's got to be the fact that you fixate on finishing whatever is in front of you. Like, the fact that you get an XL pizza, it's so impressive that you're like, I'm going to finish this thing.
I just can't even imagine not finishing your food.
Put it in tinfoil. Save it for later. It's fine.
Sounds awful.
No,
it's not going to be as good second time around either.
Or get like smaller portions. You can still have the pizza I'm saying. But, still have the pizza.
But the medium pizza is like the tiniest thing ever, and it's like $2 cheaper. So that's the thing. I'm like, I'm paying $2.
Oh, you want the premium.
Well, no, I want, you can get like, let's say we ate at a Mexican restaurant over the weekend. They had a combination platter that you could build your own combination platter
for
on.
For like a couple bucks more.
The two items was like $18 for two items, or it was $21 for three items.
See, like,
so why wouldn't I pay the extra $3 and get the bonus item when the other two are priced out at $9 each?
Mahoney, I know you and I are very much similar in this vein. Like, whenever we hyperfixate on something, like, we obsess, like food. Like, whenever I want something, that's the one thing I'm going to eat until I'm, like, sick and tired of it. But one thing that I'm having to practice in my head, going back to your original question, is how do you not eat when you're bored, is that I have to, like, seriously try and understand what full is in my head.
I don't know what full is.
I don't know what full is to my body.
Like, I'm a dog. I will eat until I die.
Seriously. So they always say eat until you're satisfied, not eat until you're full, right?
But, like, I'm never satisfied, Dave.
Full is disgusted.
It hurts. Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
That's what it is in my head.
I eat until I feel full, and then it's afterwards, I'm not moving.
Same.
Afterwards, I need to go lay down.
Andy Same. Said, I remember I ate a whole pot of spaghetti one boring Saturday afternoon, and I felt full, but I still crave more.
It's like that addicted. It's like addicted to the taste of whatever you're eating thing. So yeah. I stopped. So recently, I've been on a watermelon kick. You know this, but like it's like one of those things where I will only put certain things in my home. So that way, if I'm going to snack on it, then it's like that specific thing.
That's what Chelsea just said. She said, I eat when I'm bored too, but now that I live on my own, I just don't buy snacks, so it makes it harder, but then I get mad because I don't have
the
snacks.
But they don't have snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you've got the whatever other options that are like healthier or not as...
Oh, cool, kale.
Yeah. Oh, we're not doing kale, but I mean, it's at least like maybe like, I don't know, a Triscuit and hummus, exactly.
Oh, man. Triscuits and hummus, that hits. You ever done that?
Yeah.
I'm not a Triscuit guy myself.
But you might find something.
Well, my default state is there's like three things that I do when I'm bored. And I know I'm blessed to be bored.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because my wife is working at different hours than I am.
She's out there making that bread while you're sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's either eating,
mm-hmm.
taking care of myself,
uh-huh.
or playing Call of Duty.
Yeah. Or smoking a cigar.
Yeah. That's
Have you ever tried doing all four at once?
It's the Redneck Report.
To start off today's Redneck Report, we start with a lot of homes on wheels crashing into each other. Thankfully, no one was injured here, but a dude who is driving his RV lost control and crashed into somebody's trailer that was also on wheels.
Oh,
dang it, guys. There was a propane leak, so they had to evacuate the entire area, including the nearby homes. Thankfully, that was fixed, and the residents have been cleared to return to their homes. Still, obviously, there's a lot of cleanup to do because this guy, I don't know why he was going so fast in a mobile home park in an RV, but fast enough to basically, like, plow into this house, rip half of it off, and cause a gas leak. So,
jeez.
You know, be careful out there, folks.
I mean, if somebody crashes into my...
Ooh, Spen said, would you consider that guy a homewrecker?
Yes. For real. You would consider that guy a homewrecker. Yeah,
quite literally.
You know what? This might be the Alabama jumping out of my soul, but have you seen how nice the trailers are nowadays? Like those mobile homes?
The mobile homes and the RVs, man.
They look
pimp.
Legit.
Look great.
Like, I look at them and I'm like, dang, those look better than my apartment.
Even like those tiny houses, you're like, I could live in that.
I could seriously live in one of those.
I mean, I spent the first 3 years of my life in a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, I mean, seriously.
Double wide,
like,
baby.
People get people knock on the trailer life, and I feel like people need to ease up a little bit because, again, a lot of these trailers or like the double wides or whatever, they look better than most people's apartment and a lot cheaper.
Well, and then you go look at the mobile home parks in Malibu where the trailers start at like $1.5 million.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So have you guys ever had a roommate that would eat your food? Because sometimes things can go a little bit too far. A Florida man is accused of stabbing his roommate with a pocket knife during a fight that started over a toaster strudel.
Fair. Don't eat my toaster strudels, bitch. That's a stabbing.
A deputy was called out to the student living community near University of Central Florida shortly after midnight last week, and according to the report, they got into an argument. One of the roommates pepper sprayed the other one, and then the other guy who was accusing the original roommate of stealing his toaster strudel just stabbed him.
I think that there might not ever be a reason to stab somebody over a toaster strudel.
I don't know. You eat my toaster strudel and you pepper spray me? If I got a pocket knife, I might stab you.
Swiss Army knife? That's what else are you doing with a Swiss Army knife other than open a bottle of wine? That's the only thing you're doing with that Swiss Army knife.
Has anyone in the history of Swiss Army knives ever used the string to create a little trap out in the wilderness to catch a rabbit so that way they could survive?
No,
I don't think so.
Not once.
Nope.
That is Swiss propaganda its absolute finest. Also, I will say, you're going to go in there, we make food, and you're going to take that big-ass pork chop. You're taking the big pork chop. When I spent all day cooking that chop, that's stabbing too.
Are you guys
you're stabbing everybody.
Are you those kind of roommates where you didn't like your roommates?
No, I had great roommates. You know, I mean,
don't eat my food.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like that's put my name on it.
You would put your name on the food. Don't touch this.
Well,
food.
I mean, if it was like leftovers, and those were my leftovers.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to those leftovers. pasta better the next day.
Fair. That's
don't
fair.
Don't eat my pasta.
We always had a rule that if you wanted nobody else to eat it, then put your name on it. But if it wasn't, then
if it's like
it
a shared thing like pickles pizza, or mustard whatever, or condiments or whatever.
Fair
like,
game.
Sure.
But I also had
grapes.
I never had like roommates that weren't good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always had like good friends. I was always particular about that. I mean, I was probably the crappy roommate. I mean, I know I was the crappy roommate.
So when you really want your job back, the proper way to go about getting it back is probably have a reasonable conversation with the manager. And that's exactly what this young lady tried to do. An employee got fired from a Little Caesars and wanted to get her job back. And so she went in to talk to the manager. Her name's Angel Kidd, 27 years old, went into the business and requested her job back. And the manager said no. Hmm. So they started fighting in the parking lot and she pulled out a gun. Shot him.
Oh, no.
He's fine. Just winged him. Got him in the leg. But still.
Dang.
I don't think you're going to get your job back at Little Caesars after shoot the manager in the leg.
I'm pretty sure those pizzas, though, after they harden, bulletproof.
Pizza.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
My McDonald's order is a quarter pounder with cheese, no onions, medium fry, and sometimes I'll grab a four-piece nugget if I'm feeling saucy. Top that, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
I mean, come on, dude. No onions? That is an amateur move, without a doubt. I go double quarter pounder, straight up, Coke, 10-piece McNugget, sweet and sour sauce.
Ten piece.
And who can eat four pieces? Because I got to go dry right out the gate. As soon as you get those nuggets right out the
raw
fryer,
straight out
there, and just raw. You know, no sauce, hot nugget right out the fryer, right in the mouth.
raw dog
them nugs.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I honestly a lot of times don't even require sauce. I know you're a big sweet and sour.
They got to be hot though. They got to be piping hot. They can't be those like ones that have been sitting. Because once been sitting,
there's nothing worse than sitting nuggets.
Sitting ass nugs. Nah, man. you should be put on a list. What? If you serve ass nuggets,
cold ass nuggets, you need to be in Guantanamo Bay.
That's right.
For real. Yeah. Well, because it's always busy. It's not like people aren't not ordering.
How do you
nuggets,
get cold fries when there are 10 people in front of you in line?
Thousands.
Arby's down by your place, I went to it the other day. I was so disappointed. I got cold curly fries.
But were there people in front of you, though?
None.
That's why.
No one in front of me, no one behind me. But still.
You can ask them to toss them back in the fryer for a minute.
I mean, I
didn't. Too much work. Yeah. You're driving off.
I'm just driving. I just drove off. I looked in the bag and saw that I had everything, and I drove off. I didn't realize it until it was too late.
You don't even look in there and get a little fry for a taste tester?
I mean, not at the window.
I'm not.
These are not acceptable. Put them back in the fryer.
Everything else can suck, but just make sure the fries are hot.
You got to make sure.
Still like one of the curliest things hanging out. Oh, this is not warm enough for me. Back to the fryer.
Unacceptable.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, y'all, which is worse, being bitten by several mosquitoes or getting poison ivy?
Message deleted.
As a young man that grew up in the woods of Minnesota and did a lot of like playing out in the woods, poison ivy is awful. Way worse.
Way worse.
Not even if you're allergic to mosquitoes.
Well, sure, but you can be allergic to poison ivy, too.
I mean, we're all allergic to poison ivy. Unless you've got that like one weird-ass gene and you're like a superhero.
Your skin just all like puffs up. And just
like even if you get near it sometimes, it's just whatever the...
You can get it through the air.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had poison ivy.
I had it a couple times.
If you had it, you would know it because
it was miserable.
Your skin itches so bad, but it's so raw and it's just all
worse than chickenpox in my opinion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh god, no! I just remember being eaten alive by mosquitoes every single summer, and there was
that
nothing.
Sucks too.
No,
that
sucks too. Especially being a girl. I mean, guys, you guys obviously wear shorts too, but like for girls, like. You know, you're wearing shorts and dresses all the time in the summertime. So, like, there's nothing grosser than being, like, mosquito bitten.
Do you know what I found really interesting is that I don't know if it's, like, the blood type or what, but when I'm with my wife, like, she'll get attacked by mosquitoes and I won't.
Same.
I'm like,
same
I don't know if I'm just,
wife.
Like, the vinegary-ass blood or what.
It's our perfume.
See, but my wife and I are the same blood type. I think we're O negative, which I believe is the universal donor. But we go, I don't know if it's just because my blood's much more fatty, but when we were in Houston, which was a mosquito, you know, orgy breeding ground
water
everywhere, she would get, like, we could get out of the car for 30 seconds and she would get bit 15 times walking up into a house, and I wouldn't get bit once. Which we went down to, when we were down to Louisiana, dude, I thought, oh man, I didn't bring any off, and I didn't get bit once, and we were even walking through some swamp.
Man, why are we so disgusting?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney, I just want to go on the record and say that you are a terrible influence. Do you want to tell people what you were buying for the office today?
So I bought us, because we have our office here that we spend some time in on occasion, I bought us a 72-count box of Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pops because Audrey and I were talking about how great those are.
So Denise, who is in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, listening along today in San Diego, said, I'm ordering 400 pounds of rainbow sprinkles right now at work.
400 pounds of sprinkles.
And I don't know if that is in direct correlation to the other stuff, but what else do we have in our office that you've decided to purchase?
We've got an entire thing of Handicap hot fries. The box is still there. The box may be empty, but it was a 32-count of the large.
It's the sort of thing that you'd get if you owned like a series of vending machines.
Yeah, I bought that at a Costco business center, and I will refill that when it's done. We've got an entire thing of...
so good.
Atomic Fireballs and Lemonheads, a Costco-sized version of those. We've got probably 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
That are bad.
They're not Girl
Let
Scout.
Me throw
they
them
do
away.
Not go bad,
okay,
Audrey.
They are 2 years old.
They don't go
old.
Bad.
They're 3 years old.
They don't go. Cookies do not go bad.
2019 Girl Scout cookies.
2019.
That's fine.
They're not
fine.
Refrigerated like, either.
They don't need to be refrigerated.
Some kids graduate high school in that amount of time.
Yeah, for real.
Well, we bought them pre-pandemic, and they're still there.
Yeah. But so basically,
we have all the booze in the world too. It's our office when we have guests on the show or visiting. It's a welcoming place. I want people to feel welcome and comfortable.
What an odd buffet we offer.
Yeah, Mahoney is like if you gave a toddler meth and an American Express. Like, that's what would happen. Like, what you would just buy things like a 12-year-old, and I love it.
We can. That's the beauty of the internet. When I think of something that I wanted, like we thought today of the Tootsie Roll Pops, I haven't had one in years. I'm like, we should buy those, and I've got a box that'll be at my house in 2 hours. Thanks
two
to
hours.
Amazon, whatever, the Amazon delivery thing.
Actually,
some delivery
the cookies
right
do
now.
Go bad. We learned that yesterday. Honey is the only thing that doesn't go bad. Thank you, Ned.
I don't know. I just, Dave, I want to be a good host. And it's like you wouldn't have somebody over to your house. Like your wife always has a nice spread of like cheeses, chips, dips, all sorts
of
things.
Do you know what makes me mad about that?
What?
Is that she gets angry at me
if you get it.
If I eat some of the charcuterie board
not for you.
Before the people have had
it's
a chance to
you.
See it. What do you mean it's not for me?
It's not
you just,
for you.
You put cheese on display and laid it on the counter.
For your
How
company.
Am I not allowed to eat it?
Got to take a picture.
For your company.
You can take a picture and then let me eat it. No, it's not for me. That's right.
It's not for
Even
you.
Even though I purchased all of said cheese.
You, and you didn't arrange it.
So house that cheese is in.
You don't get you got no say unless you arrange that cheese, Dave.
You're like, I am the father of this cheese.
I have birthed this Gouda. Let me have a bite, please.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Setting sun where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.